Kiddushin Berk Aleph Mishnah Vav. Kol Hanasa Damim Ba'acher. Anything that people would normally evaluate what its value is, meaning Metatlon, that's not a coin, because a coin you don't need to evaluate. Its value is whatever the coin is worth. Kevin Shezochaze Neschayev Ze Bechalipvav. Once a person is Zocha, that means that any time one is Zocha, which means he's Moshechet, he takes it for himself, so his friend that he was switching with, doing a Kenyan Chalipin, is now Chayev on the item that he's switching it for. This is what's called a Kenyan Chalipin, where, for example, let's say somebody has a Suder, some kind of handkerchief or whatever. I'm the buyer, let's say, and I have a Suder, a handkerchief, and you're the seller, and you want to sell me a shirt. So once you take my handkerchief, I then acquire your shirt, wherever it is. It can be in a different state. Doesn't matter. And the Rav says this even applies if the thing that I'm purchasing from you, it's not a shirt, it's even something that's not even worth a Sheva Pruta. The only thing Chalipin does not work for is a coin, meaning to purchase a coin, or to purchase Peris. Doesn't work for that either. What are the things that Chalipin can be Kona? That's Avadim, Karka, Metaltalin. But like we said, except for a coin, because a coin is not Kona with Chalipin. Now, why is a coin not Kona by Chalipin? Because most people, when they're thinking about a coin, the Rav explains, they think of the value of the coin. Like a quarter, everybody thinks of the face and the tzura of the coin and that it's worth a quarter. And when they do a chalipin, they think of 25 cents. They think of the quarter as a value. The problem is that in the future, the governments can just decide that this is not what we're using as 25 cents anymore. We're using something else. And it was more common back then. So since it's avida de batile, since it's avid that it may become batal, and people still will think about the value of the coin, and it really doesn't have any value in the future, therefore chalipin does not work on coins, except one exception. Back then it wasn't just like quarters, they had to weigh the value as well. So if a guy didn't weigh the item, and he didn't count how many coins there were, so you see, he absolutely didn't care what the value was of the coins. There, he's treating it like anything. Because you can be kind of chalipin with something that's less than a Sheva Pruta. And you see, he didn't care at all what the value was. He didn't weigh it. He didn't see how bigger that... He didn't measure it. So in that case, chalipin can be kona with coins. Because he's treating the coins like a piece of paper. It doesn't matter to him. Ketzad. So what's an example? Hichlif shor befara. They switch an ox for a cow, o chamor b'shor, or they switch a donkey with an ox. Kevin shezacha zeh. Once one of them takes the other person's animal, nischayev zeh b'chalifav. The other person is kona, the other guy's animal. Kinyin chalipin, the animals do not have to have the same value. The items do not have to have the same value at all. And it obviously doesn't have to be the same min as well. Rishus ha-gavoa b'chesef, rishus ha-hedyut b'chazaka. When it comes to rishus ha-gavoa, which is hektish, when an officer of hektish gives money to purchase a behema for tzarech hektish, even if the animal is at the end of the other world, could be in China. Once hektish pays for it, it's theirs. By a hedyut, as the Mishnah says, Rishus ha-hedyut, b'chazaka, by a hedyut, he has to acquire u'chazaka, meaning he has to take it. The only way that a hedyut can acquire something, like we said before, is with meshicha. He has to take it for himself. If he just gives money, that itself doesn't work. Now, there is a ramification, though, if he gives money for something, and then he decides to renege, that's not something that's so good. He's over Misha Para, which is almost like a curse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that paid, I believe it's Dor HaMabul. He also pay back somebody like this that agrees to a purchase, gives money, and goes back on his word. Not a good thing to pay for something and then renege. Now, this is obviously not talking about a case where there is an agreement or stipulations that a person has the ability to go back, like if there's policies like that. However, if a purchaser actually takes a chayfetz, even though he doesn't give money that he said he would give, he just takes it first, nobody can go back on it. And the lightest example, the Rav says, if they just make an agreement to buy something and to sell, they do it in front of Edom, but nobody gave any money yet and nobody took anything yet, and then one of them wants to go back, he can go back. It's not even an issue of Mishapara. It's nothing. And finally, Mishnah ends, Ami Rasul Legavah, Kamisi Rasul Lehedyet. Just saying something, pledging something for hektish, like a person says, Shor Zeh Ola, or Bai Zeh Hektish, even if it's at the end of the other world, hektish is konet, but by a hedyot, he has to take it for himself. Or by a bias, he has to be machzik in the bias. He has to do something showing ownership of the house. But hektish acquires it right away without having to do anything or to take anything.